It was a very long period of 5.5 years, and so many things happened. But it started with bombing, and we were soon invaded, and soon found ourselves in a ghetto, the first ghetto in Poland. And then it just went from bad to worse. All the time we thought it couldn't get worse than that, and it just continued, and it ended up with Belsen. So it was over 5.5 years of real suffering and losing family and being deported and just terrible conditions.
Mala, is it hard to talk about what happened there? Many would find it impossible to even comprehend what you've been through. And of course, you must have known, as you've said, many people who died in the most horrific circumstances.
Yes, and there are times when I can hardly believe it myself. I mean, I know it happened. I have the feel of it, not just the memory of it. And it was absolutely sort of beyond human endurance. And of course, so many people died, and it was just something that must never be allowed to happen again. And that is what this sort of Holocaust education is about making people aware and hoping that will be avoided in the future, because we've seen what can happen when a despot rules, when civilization breaks down. And people died in, as you said, in such terrible, terrible circumstances.
How on earth do you come to terms, Mala, with what happened to you as a survivor, even after 70 years?
One never comes to terms with it completely. I mean, you can't accept it. It's always there. One lives with it. But it's very difficult to live with those memories. But, well, happily, I have a family, and I've had 70 years of life since, and I have sort of adjusted, and I have integrated, and I have lived a normal life. But the Holocaust experiences are always there.
Can you ever forgive, Mala?
I don't forgive the perpetrators. I could never forgive them. And anyway, I was lucky I survived. I mean, it's not for me to forgive. But I just want to take this opportunity to say that I don't hold anything against the Germans of today, because all the people I have met, the German people, young people who actually are very remorseful about what happened, and of course it was beyond their control, they weren't even alive. They really are not just sorry, but they actually suffer from this themselves. They can't believe how their own people could have sort of gone to these depths and to these terrible acts that they carried out in the concentration camps and in the ghettos and all over Europe.
You tell an incredible story, Mala,
yeah.
Just 70 years on. This is a particularly poignant anniversary, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is. I really didn't think, I often think about it, and I think, well, I didn't think I would live to see this anniversary, so I'm lucky to be around, and it's just my hope that this is never, ever repeated.